Hello, Peter Mayers with you in the National Interest on ABC Radio National. Coming up, Malcolm Turnbull worries about the future of journalism. I draw him out on a lecture he gave earlier this month in Melbourne. And Terry Lane returns to reflect on 15 years of the National Interest, because it all ends today. The National Interest Roundup begins underwater with our submarine fleet. No, scrap that. It begins in dry dock with our submarine fleet, which is where the six Collins-class U-boats spend most of their time. At best, only two of them are at sea simultaneously. You might have missed it, what with all the hullabaloo around the Prime Minister reshuffling ministerial deck chairs, but a damning review this week warned that the Navy risks a serious incident at sea unless maintenance and management of the tubs is overhauled. UK sub-expert John Coles not only pointed to the well-publicised failings of the Collins diesel engines, generators and systems, to the well-known shortages of crew and spare parts, but also to a highly charged and often hostile relationship between Defence and the Australian Submarine Company over maintenance issues. Given the Collins mess, perhaps it's time to admit that the ambition of Australia building a new generation of 12 bigger and more advanced submarines is just a castle in the air. $36 billion could surely be spent more productively. The ACT government is doing its bit to combat wasteful spending by refusing to roll out new wheelie bins for food scraps and garden trimmings. Environment Minister Simon Corbell says dedicated green bins would cost $20 million a year. Far better to build a waste sorting facility to separate organic matter from other rubbish and then convert it into compost. The latter option, he says, will cost just $8 million per annum. Equal pay for equal work was achieved years ago, in theory. New data from the ABS shows the pay gap between men and women has more than doubled since 2006. The Adelaide Advertiser reports that on average men take home $223 a week more than women. 5 years ago, the gap was just $104. Sex Discrimination Commissioner Elizabeth Broderick says that when part-time and casual employment are considered, women earn just 66 cents for every dollar earned by men.